Thank you, Emma. I too love a music festival, but as a more mature festival goer, I'm opting for posh camping with civilised facilities at Latitude later this month. What a softie I've become. Track 2, capturing the spirit of the landscape. Interacting creatively with nature plays a part in its path to recovery, writes Norfolk Wildlife Trust Ambassador Nick Aitchison.
It is a truism that we can never really grasp the thoughts and senses of another person, ghettoised as each of us is by private senses and perceptions, and by the treacherous no man's land of words. As has many times been observed, we cannot even know that the person standing next to us perceives joyous nature in the same way as our senses and nerves convey them to us. This can seem an isolating thought, as it confirms our ultimate aloneness in this gigantic universe. But it is also beautiful. As naturalists, we often talk about diversity. More species, more interactions between species, more genetic variation within species, more microhabitats favouring the lives of different organisms. These are universally perceived as good in nature conservation. Diversity of perception and expression is precious too. Under Norfolk Wildlife Trust's new strategy, entitled A Wilder Norfolk, we aim to engage with 1 in 4 among Norfolk's people. This ambitious target is rooted in sociological research, which shows that 1 in 4 is a social tipping point, at which point attitudes and behaviours can change across society. Equally as importantly, the more people joining our Wildlife Trust's movement, the more ideas they share with us, the more partnerships and solutions we can forge. It is clear at this point that our nature reserves, crucial stores of ancient habitats and precious genes though they are nowhere near enough if we are to bring back biodiversity and ecosystem functions right across the landscape. As we know we must, we need everyone in society on our side, including those whose thoughts and feelings may never before have found their place in nature conservation. One of the things I love most about visiting green space with friends and colleagues is this diversity of perception and interpretation. I have long been fascinated by the idea that a half dozen people can walk together across a landscape, each of them drawing different facts and stories from it. A landscape historian might read the lines of hedges and ditches and the locations of marl pits and tell themselves a story of people using soils and water and harvesting resources over centuries, activities which have led us to the landscape we experience today. A botanist might be on their knees, checking the cool north sides of ancient banks for ferns and mosses, which might tell them, in an entirely different way, how many centuries the bank has stood there and how long it has been shaded by surrounding trees. Beside them, an entomologist might be potting tiny flies to take back to their lab for identification. This priceless information would be added to a tremendous database, as complex and educational as the landscape which inspired it, amassed over decades by the entomologist and their colleagues. But other, less factual readings of the landscape are just as valid. If there is an artist in the group, they might be fidgeting with pencils in their pocket, waiting for a scene to demand that they sit and sketch it. Or they might be brushing water across their paper, lovingly dropping colour into it to capture the play of light across a landscape alive with flies and ferns and human history. Perhaps there is a photographer among them too, her eye drawn from the tiny macro wonders at her feet to the great glacial sweep of Norfolk's landscape. She will wait, perhaps until the evening, when July's harsh, unyielding light will soften, allowing her to catch, in print or pixels, the spirit of the landscape and its many stories. Lovers of nature, scribblers of words on envelopes and whittlers in wood, fishermen who haunt our lonely riverbanks, witnessing the secrets of our watery wildlife, mycologists, agronomists, gamekeepers, gardeners, we need you all. We need your knowledge and your passion. We need your stories and your love of biodiversity and the ancient landscapes it inhabits. We need your paintings and your poems. your photographs, your data, your minds and muscles. We need everyone in Norfolk, and far beyond, to join us with one diverse and wondrous voice, clamouring for nature everywhere, proclaiming the importance of our ecosystems and the countless ways they enrich our lives. Reflecting on nature and our environment, I'm often reminded of JFK's inaugural address. "Ask not what your country can do for you," he said, "ask what you can do for your country." The time has come for us to ask not what nature can do for us, spoiler alert, it does everything, but for us to ask what we can do for nature. Each of us is born with unique talents, interests, passions and skills. It is time that each of us directed them towards nature's recovery, everywhere. Many hands, as the saying goes, make light work.